With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Persian Gulf kingdom is the venue for a fresh round of Ukraine ceasefire negotiations.
Talks have begun in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia on a possible peace deal in Ukraine. Russian and American officials are right now meeting in Riyadh after separate talks between the U.S. and Ukraine overnight. The separate meetings are set to discuss details of a pause in long-range attacks on energy facilities and infrastructure, as well as a ceasefire in the Black Sea to allow the free flow of shipping. Ukraine's defense minister described Sunday's discussions as productive and focused.
Correspondent Naeon Kim. 199 Venezuelan men, including some suspected gang members who illegally entered the U.S., have been sent back to their homeland by the Trump administration. A flight carrying the illegal aliens landed in Caracas over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, facing pressure from within his own party to step down, Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer insists he's not going anywhere. He's come under fire after voting with Republicans on a bill averting a partial government shutdown.
"Look, I'm not stepping down," Schumer said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired Sunday. The New York senator's move has sparked outrage from some Democrats and progressive activists who protested at Schumer's office, calling him to resign his position. They have pushed for him to face a primary challenge, perhaps from New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There have been arrests in a shooting at a Las Cruces, New Mexico park. 20-year-old man, two 17-year-olds, and 15-year-old being held on suspicion of murder in connection with the attack that left three people dead. And 15 others were injured. Police say the gunfire broke out at an unauthorized car show that attracted about 200 people. Wall Street, Dow futures up 365. This is SRN News. When should a person get married?
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and the answer is somewhere in your middle 20s. Most poll respondents also think if you plan to have kids, you should start before you hit 30. The irony of these answers is the vast majority of Americans who do get married and have kids are doing it later and later, while increasing numbers are not doing either. Experts blame the economy and certain cultural influences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas State Senate has advanced bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. The votes are the latest sign of confidence by conservative lawmakers that courts will codify their opposition to church-state separation into federal law and spark a revitalization of faith in America. One Republican senator says our schools are not God-free zones. This is SRN News. Former GOP Congresswoman Mia Love of Utah has passed away.
Love was diagnosed with a form of brain cancer in 2022 and had undergone treatment and received immunotherapy as part of a clinical trial at Duke University's Brain Tumor Center. But she reached a point where the tumor was no longer shrinking. Love died at her home in Saratoga Springs, Utah. She made her mark on the political world, becoming the first Black Republican woman elected to Congress, where she served from 2015 to 2019. She was 49 years old. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Second Lady Usha Vance will lead an American delegation to Greenland later this week. The island's preparing by beefing up security with extra police and is deploying sniffer dogs as well. There is concern over possible unrest given President Trump's recent remarks about the island, saying that the U.S. should assume control of Greenland. More details at SRNnews.com.